Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
21 years ago today, on this day, 21 years ago, I met a young lawyer named Andrew Sherman. It's been a wild ride ever since. Andrew Sherman, happy anniversary, baby.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That was a surprise.
I
would be having cake alone with you if it wasn't for the social distancing.
I've got virtual cake here. Today, April 13th, 1999, April 13th, the previous millennium.
Wow.
Oh, you were here.
It's been a great ride, man. Let's keep it going.
I agree. Let's do 21 more. Folks, he's a partner with Seyfarth & Shaw Law Firm, and he's an adjunct professor of the MBA program at the University of Maryland. He's the author of The Crisis of Disengagement, also Mergers and Acquisitions from A to Z. Franchising and licensing, that's the Bible on that topic, and a whole bunch of other books in the middle. Something like 30, how many books now, 30-something?
26 books all in.
On the way.
I'm sure there's a 27th somewhere in me, but I'm on a bit of a break right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So folks, I encourage you to go to wherever books are sold and find Andrew's books. Andrew, I want to talk, as an attorney, I want your thoughts on this. I'm trying really hard my wife and I have complied. We in terms of social distancing, you know, I consider myself to be essential. I know one thing, my business is essential to me. So I've continued to operate every day. I'm going to continue to do that. I think Americans will do the right thing and to try to bend the curve in this thing. I wonder if it was necessary, and I also wonder even if it's constitutional for a governor, certainly for a mayor, to tell a business that they must close and to tell a customer they can't go in that business. In the United States of America, Andrew, where is that constitutional?
Yeah, there's a couple of very challenging policy issues that we're struggling with as a result of this virus. Issue one, and this goes to your question, what is the appropriate roles in an emergency like this of the federal, state, and local government? You know, every day the president and his task force holds a press conference, and every day lately the president's been talking about when the country will reopen. But to your point, he can influence that. He can issue his opinion, but many of these decisions are really state and local government decisions, and state and local governments are struggling with this policy balance of health versus wealth. And we know enough about the virus to know that social distancing and other steps can impact the curve and flatten the curve, as Dr. Fauci's been talking about. But there's a lot of, you know, sub issues, constitutional issues, logistics issues about, you know, if what we all wake up to one day is an economy that's been completely shut down, will the pain, you know, be greater than the treatment? And, you know, that's, you even see that with people who have cancer, where the chemo is worse than the cancer itself.
Right.
And I think that's what you're raising. I think the constitutional issues, I mean, all of the right to assembly and the right to free speech and all of those rights that our founding fathers developed have footnotes to them, you know, the right to assemble unless you're endangering people. And then
you have the right to free speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I mean, of course.
Exactly.
And I understand that.
The root of what's going on right now is how much safeguarding is appropriate to save lives and how much safeguarding, you know, may have gone too far. And I think the dilemma with this one, Jim, for me, is we won't know for years. We won't know till all the data is out, till the virus has passed, till some court cases have tested these constitutional issues. I mean, there's even interesting legal issues around who's liable for what. Employees are starting to sue their employers.
That's going on.
For families.
There's
going to
be 10 years of litigation over this,
saying,
Andrew,
they had an unclean, unhygiene environment. How's that all going to get, you know, litigated in the next few years?
That's
going
to
be a lot
of
legal issues that are going to be dealt with, and we can speculate on the outcomes of those disputes today, but I don't think we know the answers yet.
Well, there's going to be 10 years of litigation over this. I know that. But the thing that gets me, Andrew, is you have papers. I know people who have papers that from their employer saying they have the right to travel, to do what they do. Andrew, in what universe do Americans moving around in their own neighborhood have to have papers? My God, where does this – and here's the other thing, Andrew. At what point in time do the governor say, okay, it's all over now, back to normal, and by the way – that was a temporary presumption of authority that we had. We take that. We release that again. It's no longer in play. We don't plan to ever do that again. Are they going to say that, Andrew? I don't think so. There's always – when's the next time? I mean, I hate to sound like a conspiratorialist, but it really upsets me that any governor, any mayor thinks that they can do that, and we complied with it. And it, one more thing real quick. It bothers me that the young people think that that's normal.
Yeah, I mean, look, on the paper issue, I mean, I was issued a short piece of paper from the cohort of our office. So
was that not chilling to you?
Well, a little bit. Let me just clarify its purpose. So I was going into work after our office shut down, and I was considered as a lawyer an essential service. And all the piece of paper was confirming that if I get pulled over by a policeman and the policeman asks me, you know, I'm going to work and I claim to be a lawyer, I mean, there's really no short way for that policeman to confirm.
But you shouldn't be asked for your papers.
Who I am.
You shouldn't be asked for your papers. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break.
It was just kind of to avoid a
$500 fine. I know the purpose of it. I know the purpose of it, but we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Nobody in America should have to carry papers.
Of course, I hear
break.
You loud and clear.
Right back with Andrew Sherman. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.